88.5 KCSN. Crosby, Stills, and Nash with See the Changes. I'm Jim Nelson, and as I've been mentioning for the last little while, I'm joined in the studio now by a couple of guys that live right here in Los Angeles. Members of two of my favorite bands have teamed up to form a new band called Circa Zero, and right now we're joined by Circa Zero guitarist Andy Summers, the one-time guitarist of one of the world's most successful and enduring rock bands, The Animals. Oh, and by the way, he was in a trio you might have heard of as well called The Police. You've heard of him, right?
You're clever.
And Rob Giles of The Rescues, who handles drums, bass, and vocals for Circa Zero. Good morning, gentlemen. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Hi.
It's technically good afternoon now, I suppose, but we'll skirt that just a little bit. Andy, first question for you. Probably the most important and difficult question I'm going to ask you all day. You used to be a student at CSUN, didn't you?
Well, that is really true. You know, that fact's been made public, but, you know, it was a sort of obscure moment in my life. Actually, after The Animals, and I stayed in LA, and I went to school for a few years here, studying music, I might add, which sort of worked out for me.
It did work out for you. Well, welcome back to your old campus.
Incredible waves of deja vu this morning.
There you go. Perfect. Well, now, Rob, help me out here. How did the two of you guys meet? How did Circa Zero get its genesis?
The Rescues manager, Peter Leek, brought Andy to one of our shows, I think at the Troubadour one night, and he sort of had a boy crush on me, apparently, and then he kept coming to shows just to get a closer glimpse of me, and...
It's all true.
One thing led to another. No, he just after seeing us play a few times, and he gave me a call and was like, "Rob, Andy, fancy a jam?" And I was like, "I'm busy."
So, you said no. The guy from The Police wouldn't be wanting to talk to me.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. Well, so that, and when was that? A couple of years ago? Has it been a while? Or
a year and a half, I guess.
Yeah, about a year and a half, actually.
And then, so you guys have written an album together, recorded it. And that whole process is sort of in the finishing up stages, getting things all in a line now. But you have come with a couple of acoustic guitars, and you're going to be playing live. We'll talk more about that live here in LA next week. And we will talk about that in detail in a minute. But if I could get you guys to play those guitars, you want to play a new Circa Zero song for us here?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent. We're going to start off with which one? Underwater, did we decide?
Underwater.
Excellent.
Acoustic version.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up. The album, by the way, folks, is very electric, very rock and roll. Welcome back to rock and roll, by the way, Andy. Nice to have you back.
Yeah.
But you're going to hear acoustic versions. So this is new and different unique. So
this is
enjoy.
The debut of the acoustic set.
There
right
you go.
Here today.
Circa Zero.
We're virgins.
Oh, see the black water rise in America. Oh, we're under a perfect storm. Oh, love gets denied in America. Oh, while all of the dark clouds form, rain keeps falling. Almost underwater, let us drown for eternity. Almost all the way under, can't escape, we're almost underwater. To
Circa Zero on KCSN Live in the studios. Rob Giles on those beautiful vocals, Rob. Nice job. A couple of acoustic guitars going on there. Now, I imagine when the two of you got together for the very first time, Andy, you probably sat down with a couple of guitars and said, all right, let's see what happens. And what happens? How does something like that actually start? Do you just start playing a C chord and see where it goes or what?
Yeah, it's a really interesting moment that we were talking about yesterday, because it's the magical and mystical moment when you never played with someone before. And we probably don't go, hey, let's see what happens. We just sort of, you know, it's very tentative. Oh, yeah, let's do, you know, something, you know, and you, like, you start singing. And then, you know, I think you're both really listening to each other for, you know, musical things. Like, how does that guy fill the time? Are we going to groove together? Where's his phrasing? How's it going to fill together? And, you know, very quickly, it's something that is kind of hard to put into words, really, music being another language. But, you know, if you've been playing for a long time, you know, you're going to feel it if you're going to be in a groove with somebody else. That's really what you're looking for. And then beyond that, you go, like, well, what real musical resources do you have? How deep is your bag?
Right.
So on and so forth. Mm. Until you can, you know, hey, this guy knows all kinds of stuff. There's a lot to pull on from here, you know. You know, we're going to be able to make something.
Mm.
What you're looking for.
We don't just nerd out on music, though. We seem to have a lot in common immediately with, you know, books and film and whatever else, and that helps.
And that helps because there's a general vibe of we get on. We right. have things in common.
Absolutely. Right. Incredibly well, important, you know, that, you know, you've got to get on. And, you know, we have a lot to talk about, you know, obviously not just music,
right.
which of course we share, but, yeah, like Rob said, books, films, politics, what's going on socially in the world and all that, you know, we, you know, that makes for a good relationship.
And when you're in a band, you spend a lot of time together, so that's important to have.
Yeah.
Rob, Andy hadn't recorded really rock and roll in a long time. You've
yeah.
been off making albums, Andy, in a whole different style of music. Did you have to, because the album from Circa Zero, it's rock. It's rock and roll through and through. Did you have to draw any of that out of him, or was it an instant thing, or how'd that work out?
No, I think part of the kismet of us getting together is we both were really in the mood to make a rock record. I think things that we were listening to Absolutely. Were rock music, and I think he knew it was a opportunity with me, and I knew it was an opportunity with him to sort of crank up. And that was just apparent right from the first meeting and everything that demos he was playing me, and when I would sing stuff for him, I mean, I was, you know, spreading my legs and my hair was, you know, long, and I was, you know, so doing the best rock. It was just, that was the fun we led to. We really felt kind of like, you know, teenagers in a garage, and that helped. And plus, I mean, I got to say, as a fan, and I like Andy's solo music. His Mingus album is superb, and just, you know, he's not just what, you know, the Police did, but I'm a Police fan, and I wanted to hear what came next, and I never got to. Mm-hmm. And this is really fun because Andy, for a Police fan out there, this is an exciting thing, I would think, for 90% of them. It's a rock record with Andy doing his thing. And,
yeah. And other than the Police reunion tour several years ago, they haven't had that in a while.
Yeah, I mean, just to preface, you know, all this, you know, really coming back and making rock, which is very intentional and what I was really looking forward to. I had just come off the 2 years playing rock all over the world with the Police. And then kind of led me to Rob, I was very much trying to put a rock band together. I was playing various musicians, a couple of different singers, but, you know, I thought I had some very good material, but there was something not quite there for me. It was, you know, and it was weird. Meeting Rob made me break up that band because I thought, no, this guy's really, really the real thing.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry about that. But then I went, no, this is what I've been looking for. So, you know, it was in my mind, you know, I'd written a lot of rock songs leading towards Rob. So, you know, this was the culmination point.
Well, all right. And then I've heard the whole CD. By the way, it's very cleverly and slyly titled Circus Hero from Circa Zero. I've heard the whole thing, and, you know, every once in a while there's a little guitar stab here or something that goes, oh, yeah, that sort of reminds me of the Police. But by and large, it doesn't sound like the Police, and it doesn't sound like the Rescues.
Right.
It sounds like something entirely different. Does that just happen naturally, or do you sit in the room and go, I don't think so, Andy, you're playing the Police there. Get that out of there. Or, no, you can't do those vocal things, that sounds too much like Sting, Rob. Do you have to do a lot of that?
There was something about when I was demoing the drums before I actually did like drum takes, I was trying not to do things that may have sounded like Stewart, and it kind of tied weights around my ankles. And Andy was like, cool, so we need to find a drummer. And I got mad inside. I was like, oh, no. Give me another shot. And I just threw all that away. I was like, play what I would play as a drummer, and I've been drumming for, you know, since that was my first instrument, and I played whatever I played. And so if a little hi-hat thing came out, which is what I do, if you listen to the Rescues records or anything else, I mean, it's what I do, there it was. And so I just didn't care about that stuff. But it's funny, the first time I got behind a drum kit, Andy, I think you remember this, we were jamming, I think No Highway, we were kind of writing one of the songs that ended up on the record, and we're crescendoing, and Andy's ripping it up, and I'm speeding and fills and going nuts on the drums, and there's a vocal mic in front of me also, and I'm blabbing syllables, and all of a sudden I start, yo, like just pops out of my mouth, and the whole jam just kind of stopped, and I was like, I'm so sorry, it will never happen again, there will never be another EO, you know.
I've done with the EO.
Yeah, we've done,
yeah. Yeah. Done that, been yeah. there.
So, I mean, yes, we know there's a ghost in the room, but we don't care. This is clearly something different.
A ghost in the room,
right.
He says, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah.
Well, you guys still have those guitars in your laps there. Would you you want to play another one for us?
Yeah.
From the
In the Wind by Bob Dylan.
Perfect.
With some extended verses, if that's
I wanted
okay.
to hear Stairway to Heaven, but that's where you guys want to go.
Okay.
From the album Circus Hero by Circa Zero, an acoustic version of Levitation.
Okay.
On KCSN.
Dark clouds storm your skyline, mine. Stare down the barrel of a fire in a line. Tone of passion at the bottom of your hill. Pushed your piano out the windowsill, but one.
What a voice. I don't know how you do that, Rob. That's awesome. That's awesome. Rob Giles, Andy Summers of Circa Zero here in the KCSN studios, wowing us with a song called Levitation from their new album, Circus Hero, which is not out yet, being worked on. It'll get out soon. Do you have a rough idea when we'll probably have that?
Before 2016, we've decided.
It's right on.
It's official.
All right, good. Thanks. We'll try to be more vague next time. Thank you. Hey, this Thursday night at the El Rey, you guys are playing. Is this the very first show ever by you guys?
First gig ever, the debut.
Outstanding. Yeah. Now, Rob, I've seen you play drums and bass and sing simultaneously. I've seen you do it more than once, but my guess is you don't want to do that for an entire show.
No.
By the way, the duo is this. It's Andy on guitar, and it's basically Rob on everything else. Drums, bass, vocals.
Yeah, I try to fit in wherever I can. But
he lets Rob lets Andy in from time to time.
Andy gets to stay in the studio. It's totally cool.
But live, how are you going to pull this off?
Well, we have an amazing drummer. She is so good. Her name's Emmanuel, and she's just a monster. And if I was a really good drummer, I would play like her. And then live, I'll play bass and sing, which Andy's never played next to a guy that plays bass and sing before, so that should be fun for him.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yes, you have. Yeah, you did that one time. Andy, all right, these are going to be my final two questions, and you guys are each going to get the same question, so think carefully how you answer. Andy, tomorrow you get a call from Sting. And he says...
Oh, yeah, call every day from him.
Okay, so tomorrow won't be any different than any other day.
I'm going to say no again.
Sting calls you tomorrow and says, dude, we're putting the band back together, another world tour. Do you answer him by saying, sure, as long as we can bring Rob and make it a quartet, or do you ditch Rob like nobody's business and go off on a world tour with the Police?
No dice. I'm in Circus Zero now.
All right, good answer, Rob. You get a call from Kyler and Adrian and Gabe and said, dude, we're putting the Rescues back together. What do you do?
I would probably try to look on Andy's phone and get Sting's number just so I could get like 20% of that next tour. No, I mean, seriously, we are both feet first in this thing, and we love it. We love the record. We love the new songs we're writing, and we'll play some of those tomorrow too, even though everything will be new for everybody. And it's just, we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... often missing in the music, you know, business. There's a lot of work and drudgery, and I think this is fun for us both.
Good deal. And we'll see that. Thursday night, the El Rey Theater down on Wilshire. Circa Zero, first show ever. Showtime, any idea?
What about?
9 o'clock. We got a great singer-songwriter named Javier Dunn going to play some songs before, and then we'll go on about 9:15.
Outstanding. Sounds great. Well, guys, these things always go by quicker than you think. Yeah. But thank you so much for coming down here today, bringing the guitars, singing so beautifully for us, Rob. Andy, your guitar work, all of it, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Again, the band is called Circa Zero. Love that name, by the way. And the album, which will be out before 2016, is Circus Hero. And we're 88.5 KCSN, and the guys don't even know that we're going to do this, but you just heard the acoustic version of Levitation. Let's hear the recorded version of it now. It's Circa Zero on 88.5 KCSN.